400 new to others.
It'll be the first summer.
Yeah. First summer.
So much ones in 400 new devotees can be coming. But how?
Word of mouth.
Huh?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Oh, telling the truth, not speaking. Telling the Jesus to come.
Mund zu Mund Propaganda, and this is from outside, die da durch die Münde.
It's so going on. Every year we were double.
Really?
Every year, double.
And how you keep connection with 3,000? How you can keep connection with 3,000? I have difficulties to 200. It's difficult.
It's up to
you. You have Chinese like Facebook.
And
everyone's on it.
And in Facebook. Hear
live classes. And we're going to start doing videos.
So etwas in China, etwas Ähnliches wie Facebook gibt es da. Und da sind alle chinesischen Devotees drauf. Und dann werden sie alle quatschen von ihm. Und so wird das einfach.
Aber es gibt auch der Geheimdienst dann auch raus. Machen die da nicht Ärger?
Geheimdienst verfängt.
Secret Service.
Secret Service, yeah.
The Secret Service.
Oh, yeah.
They don't find out.
They surely do. And we have to change the group every few months. another one on the internet. We keep changing it.
Because they would close it down.
Yeah, it happened to us a couple of times. So now we know. That is 4 months ago.
All these 90 and 3,000 devotees, they know that they have to change it now.
It's become a habit. Calls, the emails, and then everyone. There's more people on the internet in China than there are people in North America.
Es gibt mehr in China mehr Leute im Internet als Menschen in Nordamerika.
Wow.
Everyone has internet.
Well, we've encouraged all of them.
Without internet, it's
not
possible.
Oh, no, it's just what everywhere I go, I speak about something different because everyone's listening. So I can't repeat the same thing. So it's always new. 1 week something, 1 week something else, 1 week something else, 1 week something else.
Man muss jedes Jahr, an jedem Ort, spricht er wieder ganz Neues. Es muss immer wieder ganz verbessert werden, weil alle hören vom Internet zu.
You only have time to think about what you're going to speak in the next place. Oh, wow.
What's passing?
Es gibt immer Klassen, es wird immer alles auf Internet übertragen.
But only for the Chinese people.
Nein, danke.
Yeah, there are social networking groups that don't exist anywhere else. Yes.
We couldn't understand it, huh? Or it's in English.
It's directly translated in Chinese, huh?
Sorry?
It's translated into Chinese.
Yeah, whatever I speak is translated into Chinese and it goes out.
Is it
schon
dafür spät? One
more? No, I'm
kidding.
You have two,
you
also, the Chinese bodies are hungry. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Oh,
put that on the internet, it's being translated into China. All the recordings of every class I've had the last 7 years practically is also in the archive. All the different preachers that come, they keep an archive of everything. You can download
Is immediately translated into Chinese.
As I speak it, it's translated. And they've got 40 books in Chinese. No, anyway.
That you arranged to translate.
Yeah, we just encouraged the boys to do it, and they took it up.
Sie haben angefangen, die Worte zu inspirieren, einfach zu übersetzen. Jetzt haben sie 40 Bücher schon in 7 Jahren auf Chinesisch übersetzt.
Welche Bücher denn?
What kind of books?
Mostly digital, because it's against the law to distribute
content,
books.
What is the content? Is it Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad
Gita? Oh yeah, Bhagavad Gita and big books, Bhajan Rahasya, yeah, Jiva Dharm.
Wow.
All in Chinese, yeah. Yeah.
Jiva Dharm is not even in German.
Yeah, we have in Chinese. Second edition. Yeah, already,
it's not allowed to print.
We often do, but it's a dangerous thing. Because the printer can go to jail, the person who had the printing gun goes to jail, and wherever they are, those books are being stored, they also can go to jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Der riskiert, der Drucker ins Gefängnis zu kommen, der es druckt, ins Gefängnis zu kommen, der die Bücher lagert, ins Gefängnis zu kommen.
Der, was ihr liest.
And the reader also has to go to jail.
You're allowed to have your own personal things. There's not much chance of getting it, unless you do it secretly.
Es ist erlaubt, persönliche Sachen zu haben, aber schwierig ranzukommen.
It's really a difficult situation.
But it's not that the devotees were killed by the government for...
No, we haven't had any of that yet.
Because Falun Gong...
Yeah, well, they're very political.
Oh, they're political?
They're very political. They would demonstrate outside government offices, you know, in China. So that was a recipe for disaster.
Gibt's eine Gruppe Falun Gong, die sind politisch und die protestieren vor offiziellen Büros und dann werden Tausende von denen getötet.
Echt, ja? Ah, Moment mal, das ist ja.
Yeah, very political.
They do yoga or something or some exercises.
Yeah, it's a mixture of all kinds of things.
Qigong also.
Yeah, they do everything. Mm. They often see them on a Saturday night in Hong Kong, in one big shopping area where there's about 5 million people, and constant flow of people. And Falun Gong always set up in the middle of that, and they do their little things, and they have people pretending to be persons that were abducted by the Chinese government and had their organs removed and things like that. It's very gruesome. Yeah. That used to be quite terribly some 10 years ago. Yeah.
But you are very careful not to make any political statement.
Oh, we're no interest anyway. The only thing we care about is if we could be free, then we could have Harinam and Rathayatras and book distribution and things like that.
You have Rathayatra.
But no, yep. No, I'm saying if the government would allow, we would be very happy to do those things.
It's not
right? Possible. No, no. One day. Gurudev told me, one day you will have Rathayatra in Tiananmen Square. So that was my desire. Yeah, we just have to be very careful until it's all finished.
And did he come to China?
Yeah, he went to the mainland once. I have a little video
okay. On
my iPad that I can show you.
Oh, wonderful, very good.
he was there for 3 days. It was a stopover.
Okay.
And before the police could figure out what was going on, he was gone. But 200 devotees took initiation. They just came from everywhere. Whoever went initiation that week Because usually we're calling on the phone, and Greer Day would ask me, how many this time? A little 30, and then go to a different city. How many this time? 20. Mm-hmm. Next city, how many this time? 40. It just kept going like that.
So totally, how many disciples of Gurudev are in China now?
Probably around 2,000. We're not really sure. There's 3,000 initiated now.
3,000 initiated devotees by Gurudev?
Yeah. Well, maybe 2,000 by him, another 1,000 by different persons now.
By Bon Maharaj or?
Dhanar Maharaj and Prabhupada Maharaj and Kirtan Maharaj and different ones.
Nimi Maharaj also?
He came once years ago and he'll never be back. Because when he came, the police greeted him at one place he went and asked if he wanted a ride to the house they were going to be speaking at. Because they knew everything.
Yeah. 3,000 eingeweihte Devotees jetzt in 7 Jahren.
And there's many hundreds more that are just coming around to programs and chanting a little bit, but not vegetarian, because of China is a really difficult thing.
Ich schau mal ins Land, ganz neu.
Ich gar nicht. Der Herbst gar nicht.
Wohin?
China.
She's coming to China.
Yes.
Oh, are you going? Oh,
yes.
Great.
Yeah. In which city are you?
Everywhere. Where are you going to?
I will go to Shanghai.
Oh, yes. We have a few devotees in Shanghai, but mm-hmm. just 2 hours south is the city of Hangzhou. We have a big group there.
Okay.
But we could put you in touch with some of the devotees.
Okay, yes.
Give you some contact information. Mm-hmm. There's only a couple that would speak enough English.
Mm-hmm.
But almost no one knows English in China.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mangala Didi.
Yes.
She was just in China for about a month or so.
The one from Hawaii?
No, she's Swiss.
A Mangala!
Mangala, yeah. She was just in China.
No.
And I gave her the information for the first lady who was the first devotee of Beijing in our group. I gave her information because she speaks English. And she stayed at her house one or 2 days or something.
Mangala!
Yeah.
Mangala von unserem. She lived in our ashram before in Spiringen.
Oh. Yeah, she was on a tour of China. And so she told me she was going to be in Beijing certain dates. And I gave her the information. She met some of the devotees. She said she has a bunch of pictures for me when we see her in Schwabenau.
She's coming.
I think so. Yeah, she said something to me about it, yeah. But she was planning to come. Yeah. And they're always happy to meet devotees from different countries. Yeah.
I once went to Geneva. There was nothing there. Mm. I just sat, studied bhajan, and cooked some halva. When someone stopped, I gave in.
Yeah.
So it was difficult, you know. After some time, I had 4 or 5 persons there. Mm. But
yeah. But in a country where there's 1.4 billion people.
1,400 million Leute.
There's more people walking by in Geneva. Yeah. Sometimes we have kirtans in parks.
Really, huh?
Yeah. If it's a holiday, then everyone's in a park. So the foreigners are also there, and so we just do our thing. And no one really minds too much. But you have to be very careful. Some places you can do that, some places you can't. You have to know where and when and get away with things. Yeah, I'm waiting to hear a word from devotees in China. You might have, in the news, there was big flooding, there was landslides, and a few hundred people were killed. And it's in the city where we have our programs. So I was waiting to hear if any of our devotees were involved in that. In Sichuan, where the panda bears.
Just now?
Yeah, just huh? It's going on. Yeah. It was a landslide.
And some devotees were?
Well, no. I haven't heard about any devotees being hurt. But it's that city where it happened is where we have our programs in that province. They had the earthquake in the same place in 2008. 100,000 people died.
Really?
Yeah. But no devotees were hurt. In fact, that was an amazing thing. That's a good story to tell right now about the earthquake in 2008. Because the Parampara appeared to several devotees and told them to get down from one mountain they were on. And they didn't know who was appearing before them, but they saw Srila Bhakti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinita Saraswati Prabhupada, and Srila Gaurakrishna Bhakti Maharaj, and standing there in white Paramahansa Vesh, telling them, go down from the mountain now, go down from the mountain now, earthquake, it's an earthquake. And it hadn't started yet. And so they became fearful and started down from the mountain. And by the time they got down to the bottom, then the earthquake started and 100,000 people died.
Really?
It was a nine earthquake, yeah, major earthquake.
I didn't get that. So somebody did appear?
Yeah. Parampara? They didn't know who they were, and then they came back down, and weeks later, when I went there for a program, they told me about this experience, and we showed them pictures of the Parampara. They said,
oh my God!
It was
really?
Yeah. Oh, because they know the difference between Chinese person and Indian, and they recognized they were Chinese people. They were Indian. Sadhus, you know, they didn't know who they were. Even to this day, Gurudev appears in their dreams and explains their mantras to them in Chinese.
In Chinese.
Chinese, he speaks in dreams.
Gurudev erscheint ganz vielen Devotees, wenn sie die Mantras bekommen. Und erklärt ihnen die Mantras auf Chinesisch.
How to pronounce them, what it means.
Was sie bedeuten, wenn sie aus...
Speaking Chinese. Yeah. It's incredible, huh? Because they would say that, and then I asked them, what did Gurudev tell you? And then, it's like, that's what you, that's the Siddhanta for the... Diksha mantras. It's amazing, yeah. Yeah, that's why I say in China I really feel literally Mahaprabhu's presence. It's incredible. Sometimes it's very intense. You know, the presence of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda.
Maharaj, we offer you Dina Bandhu.
Oh, come.
He don't know what to do in his life.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Why not go to preach in China?
Yeah.
Yeah. They love you there.
It'd be nice to have a companion and a assistant. Yeah. Yeah. Just need to come, and you don't have to worry about travel expenses or anything else while you're there. It's all covered. There's no problem for money. We just do our service, and it's Lakshmi Devi's taking care of it. You don't have to worry about money. That's her service.
And you are traveling, you're not in a specific place?
I'm based in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
That's the place I am the most, but I'm in China as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I usually have back-to-back tours. I can only stay for 30 days at a time. So sometimes I go back to Hong Kong for a week or 10 days and then go back again. And it's a lot of traveling because China is as big as all of Europe. You know what I mean? To go from one side to the other and it's flying. 17-hour train journeys.
So
very physically demanding.
Yeah.
That's why I come here. I'm like, oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
So we went in a half an Stunde, oder? Huh? It's 7 Uhr, 7:30. Beginnen wir.
Können wir nicht ufer da wegen so viel Stoff?
Ich habe auch Feuer, oder? Ja. Maybe we make it up in a temple room with Gurudev.
Because there are so many. And the one in the studio.
And there's no mosquitoes. Yeah,
good idea, yeah. Otherwise we'll be... We'll be doing mosquito mudras. Yeah.
And on the video, they don't see the mosquitoes, they just see the devotees.
Yeah, they go crazy. As I told you, that all the Swiss devotees are completely mad. I don't know what they're doing. It's a lovely place, but it's
very strange.
Yeah. That's a good idea. We go up there.
You bring cups, and it's nice also. It's so good.
Yeah.
Hast du nicht gegessen?
Doch, die haben sogar geteilt.
Ja.
Das ist ja, ja, habt ihr genug bekommen, oder?
Ja, wunderbar.
Sie haben Hunger leiden.
Hier, speak, oder in das Rum?
Temple Room.
Gehen wir rum? Gehen wir hoch? Jetzt?
Ja, eine halbe Stunde, wir gehen nicht
mehr. Ja, aber vom Sprechen her, meine ich.
Okay.
Ja.
Ja.
Okay. Aber nicht hier.